Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
We're joined by our good friend from 9 News, Mike Kliss.
Mike Kliss.
What's going on, Mike?
What's going on?
Wow. So cool.
You guys, a 3-year sabbatical. We're back.
What have you been doing? All right, Mike Kliss from our 9 News Broncos Insider. Mike, first, thank you for being on. It's great to have you back, and we're looking forward to so many things here in the future. So, man, it's great. On that note, the CBA, is it too good to be true? Is this thing going to fly? And if it does get hung up, what parts of it do you think the players will have problems with?
Well, it's still going to come down to the central issue here. And there's been a lot of things that have popped up, you know, kind of antennas to this deal. To kind of camouflage, I think, a little bit, the central issue, which is 17 games. And I think it's interesting to me that the players union meeting was called first for Thursday and then for Friday in Washington, D.C. And they canceled those meetings, and they're having a conference call instead. And the reason why I think that's significant is when you're in the room and Richard Sherman is saying, we're not playing 17 games. And then, you know, Russell Okung says, they don't care about our safety. And the next thing you know, it gets emotional and 17 games get shot down. In a conference call, speaking from personal experience, you fall asleep. You know, you don't pay attention. It's like, is this thing over? Okay, yeah, just do whatever you want so I can get off this call.
Yeah.
So I think you're going, and I talked to Brandon McManus about it. He doesn't like the conference call aspect about it because you can't read the vibe in the room. And there's obviously going to be a more powerful vibe with everybody in a room than no one in a room. Yeah. Everybody in separate places in a conference call. So I don't know if it was done on purpose. It sure seems funny to me, but I wouldn't be, you know, I think the payment for that 17th game, which is capped at $250,000, there's no way the players are going to agree to that. But they, from what I understand, they can agree to this proposal in principle and still work out some mechanics. So, you know, they want to rush this within the next week because a week from now, you know, they set the salary cap and franchise tag numbers and the fifth-year option numbers and those type of things. So that's why there's such a rush to get this done. And basically, you know, it comes down to tomorrow's vote with the players on whether there's a new way of business in 2021.
Yeah, so Mike, let me just be very specific on that and clarify, because I think you are onto something in regards to the conference call. Having been a part of this process, that's exactly the way it went down. We had a conference call and we were told today's the day we're going to vote. So the only time that we were told we were going to vote is the day that we voted yes. Do you know specifically, will there be a vote or is this just an informational meeting?
It's going to be a vote.
Okay.
Yeah, from what I understand, they've had the informational meetings, and now the total proposal, you know, whether they added on this playoff thing, the 250 cap, the proposal they saw before, informational-wise, basically all they talked about was the 17 games and, you know, what that was going to look like. And now there's a few more details in this proposal. McManus said he had not seen it yet, but he will be emailed it before the meeting, the conference call tomorrow. And, I'm sure they'll go over it step by step and discuss it step by step. But, but I do think they're going to call for a vote.
Mike, what are your thoughts on a new playoff format that's been presented?
You know, I've said this. I'll just I've offered what I think the Bronco fans should think about it, and that is Patrick Mahomes is in your division. Heck yeah, you should applaud an added wild card team.
Right.
Because that division is going to be tough. Now, had it been back in the days when Peyton Manning was on the Broncos, you wouldn't want an extra playoff team. You know, you'd want the regular season champion to get rewarded with a greater opportunity, an easier opportunity in the postseason. This is an added team is going to make it a little more difficult. So, but from the Broncos' point of view, Patrick Mahomes doesn't turn 25 until this September 17th of this year. The division is going to be difficult for the next 10, 15 years. You can't complain about the extra wild card.
Hey, speaking of the Chiefs, we're contemplating who the Broncos may be interested in free agency and who we think that would be a fit for them. Mark Schlereth this morning said Chris Jones, the defensive end tackle for the Chiefs, was the second best player on their team next to Patrick Mahomes. High compliment from Stink about Chris Jones. I'm curious, Mike, what the Broncos think of him as he's a free agent, and knowing they've got Shelby Harris issues, maybe Derek Wolf issues. What do they think about Chris Jones?
Well, Chris Jones is the best defensive lineman out there. No ifs, ands, buts about it. But he would, first of all, there's thoughts that he will get franchised. And so that's number one. Number two, if he's out there, he's going to get more than $15 million a year as the top defensive lineman. And I'm not sure the Broncos want to go there. You know, I think they're in free agent meetings right now. They have been this week. They're really hunkering down and putting their plan together. They have a good idea. I look at it that Fangio has a pretty good record, a history of getting the most out of defensive linemen as far as, you know, guys who are pretty good, all of a sudden they're real good. Look at Derek Wolf this year. He had his best year, at least he was, through 12 games. Shelby Harris, the best year he's had in his, you know, still young career. Hakeem Hicks with the Bears. Do I have the right guy there? He was a kind of a journeyman, and all of a sudden he became had a tremendous year and got well paid. So if Fangio, you know, gets makes you know the above average into really good anyway, why spend $15 million on a on one guy like that when you can allocate your resources elsewhere? Because they do have many, many other needs. Cornerback, they're going to look at inside linebacker either in the draft or free agency as maybe a complement to Alexander Johnson as opposed to Todd Davis, perhaps. You know, offensive line, receiver. They've got a lot of players, and I know they got a lot of money, but I think Chris, in my opinion, and from what I understand, the Broncos probably wouldn't want to eat up all that money into one player.
Mike, it's great to have you back. 9 News, Broncos insider Mike Kliss. Man, man, oh man, oh man.
Yeah.
Good to have you back.
Yeah, happy days are here again.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you. Thank you, Mike. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it, guys.
Okay. There he is, Mike Kliss. You might have not have heard of his voice for the past 3 years, but there he is, live and in person. Well, let's...
I was hanging out with Mike last year.
That's right. Were you?
Yeah. we were hanging out together.
You were on Gilligan's Island. Yeah. You were on, like, Survivor Island. Who knows what island that was? Yeah. Soon to be it's the extinct island. There are dinosaurs on that island. Ooh. When we come back, let's dig into what Mike was talking about and... The concept of can a coach be successful without total autonomy? Also, we're keeping our eyes open on the CU coaching search. It could pop today, might happen tomorrow. That happens next.
Oh. You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.